You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I'm Ruthie Fierberg, and this is Why We Theater, the podcast that digs into the onstage works we love to make the offstage change we need. After all, that is Why We Theater.
Hello to all you listeners out there. First, a huge thank you for tuning in and for following the podcast. Thank you so, so much. And a reminder that if you like what you're listening to, please tell your friends, send them a link to your favorite episode, rate and review the podcast. It really makes a difference. But I am so happy that you're here and that you're continuing on your Why We Theater journey with me. So last week, we dug into Sanctuary City by Pulitzer Prize winner Martina Mayock. If you haven't listened to the episode yet, it's so good. Martina is a woman with power and clarity and fire. She's just cool. And talking to her fired me up and also activated my compassion in such a calming way. And that dichotomy is just impressive. During our conversation, Martina told us about how this play came to her while she was in the middle of writing another play. It's a wild story that you have to hear. And then our experts, Christian, Carolina, and Katie, all who work in different sectors related to immigration, policy, reform, and history, dropped a lot of knowledge in a short period of time. If you ever wondered how we got our current immigration system, listen. If you wonder how we can change our immigration system towards a more humane one while also recognizing that limitations are necessary, listen. Basically, just listen. And whether you saw Sanctuary City in the theater or whether you listened to last week's episode and want to learn more about personal immigrant stories, I have the recommendation for you. The Sun is Also a Star by Nicola Yoon. The novel is a number one New York Times bestseller and a National Book Award finalist. It was adapted into a movie, which I have not seen, so I can't speak to it, but it starred Yara Shahidi of Black-ish and Charles Melton of Riverdale. But back to the book, because I have read that and I love it. The Sun is Also a Star is a literary teen love story. Natasha and Daniel are two high schoolers living in New York City, and a chance encounter causes them to meet and spend one incredible day together. So they're not exactly best friends since the third grade, but they're still a lot like Sanctuary City's B&G. For a refresher, B&G are high schoolers living in Newark, New Jersey. B and his mother came to the U.S. when he was a kid and is undocumented. B's mother decides to return to her home, but gives B the choice of whether to stay or to go with her. Meanwhile, G's mother becomes a citizen, and since G isn't 18 yet, that citizenship transfers and covers G. In The Sun is Also a Star, Natasha is from a Jamaican immigrant family, a family about to be deported. But Natasha came over as a toddler, so the only home she knows is in New York, and she is determined to fight until the last minute for her ability and her family's ability to stay. Meanwhile, Daniel is from a Korean-American family. He's first generation. The book chronicles their single day together, the day they meet. And you guys, this book is absolutely magical. I flew through it, but I wish I hadn't so that I could have savored it more. It's simultaneously a surprising love story, a philosophical exploration about our universe, and a very real fight to survive another day. Nicola manages to float in the ether of emotion and stay completely grounded in a hard reality. The age of these characters, their relationship dynamic, their immigrant statuses all connect to Sanctuary City. So if one intrigues you, so will the other. For those interested in exploring more stories about the Mexican borderlands, since we talked a lot about that last week, I recommend the series premiere of Padma Lakshmi's Taste the Nation on Hulu. She explores the native cuisine and communities of the Twin Cities, El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico. They are as close as Midtown and the Upper West Side, or for non-New Yorkers, they're as close as Minnesota's Twin Cities. El Paso happens to be on the U.S. side of the border, and Juarez on the Mexican side. How this impacts the food, the culture, and the people is fascinating. Padma and her team accomplish a lot in this half-hour episode, so I highly recommend. But if you're looking to cozy up with a book, like I often am, and with a story about love and sacrifice similar to Sanctuary City, The Sun Is Also a Star is for you. I'll leave this with you from the book jacket. It says, Natasha, I'm a girl who believes in science and facts, not fate, not destiny, or dreams that will never come true. I'm definitely not the kind of girl who meets a cute boy on a crowded New York City street and falls in love with him. Not when my family is 12 hours away from being deported to Jamaica. Falling in love with him won't be my story. Daniel. I've always been the good son, the good student, living up to my parents' high expectations. Never the poet or the dreamer. But when I see her, I forget about all of that. Something about Natasha makes me think that fate has something much more extraordinary in store for both of us. The universe. Every moment in our lives has brought us to this single moment. A million futures lie before us. Which one will come true? Why We Theater is a product of the Broadway Podcast Network. It's edited and mixed by Derek Gunther. If you like the show, subscribe at bpn.fm, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to leave a review and tell your friends. Our theme music is by Benjamin Velez. Special thanks to Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, Lee Silverman, Patrick Taylor, Wesley Birdsall, Elena Mayer, and Suzanne Chipkin. For more resources for change, info about our guests, and more, visit us at whywetheater.com.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.